The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
It's Victor Dandridge, the hardest working man in comics, and you are listening to PVD Cast with John Orlando. Guys, I'm telling y'all it's the best thing on the entire interweb. Listen long, listen strong. John, it's all you, man.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 347, an encore episode. I'll explain why it's an encore episode in just one moment, but I hope all is well with you. I hope that life is treating you well, and I want to thank you for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. Why is this an encore episode? Well, there's a couple different reasons. The first and probably most important reason was that my guest that was scheduled to appear this week decided at the last moment not to do the PVD Cast. Now, I'm not going to be petty and talk about this person and whatnot. I'm just going to say this. I am a little bit miffed, a little bit upset, if you will, at this individual, because it was a fellow podcaster. And as I set things up, I sent an email to this person. They responded they would love to be on the show. Then they, you know, we went back and forth explaining how everything worked. And then all of a sudden, right before I was ready to sit down and record with this individual at the agreed time and the agreed day, they decided not to appear. And so that puts me in a little bit of a bind. But I thought for a moment that I could certainly make an encore episode for this week, because next weekend, September 16th and 17th, yours truly is going to be at the Monroe Pop Fest. So I reached back into the archives and I grabbed an episode, a previous episode, if you will, of the PVD Cast, focusing on my usual and annual trip to Monroe, to the Monroe Pop Fest, as it used to be called, the Monroe Comic Con. But I reached back and I grabbed an episode, one of the episodes I really enjoy. I got a chance to talk to a lot of cool people, such as Rob Miller, who is an amazing prop creator. He was on the sci-fi competition show Face Off. Got to speak to Tyler Mane, who was, of course, Sabretooth in the X-Men movies. And, of course, I got to talk to Ming Chen, from Comic Book Men, that old AMC show featuring Kevin Smith and the rest of the View Askew gang. So it was an awesome episode, so I thought I'd dust it off in an attempt to try to not only fill this particular week's content, but also to give you a little preview of what you can expect in Monroe. And you know what? Let's just talk about it real quick. Once again, yours truly is going to be working with, of course, Tim Beisiegel and Jason Taylor. Tim Beisiegel, of course, of the FSF Popcast, and Jason Taylor of Three Geeks Podcast. We're going to be running the panels. So Friday, September 16th at 5 o'clock, things are going to kick off. And then Saturday, September 17th, things are going to be happening all day long. It's going to be a busy weekend, but it's going to be a fun weekend. I'm going to throw out some of the panels that I'm in charge of. On Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, I got the Pro Wrestling and Comics panel, in which Al Snow and Rhino is going to join me, as well as some of the guys from Broken Icon Comics as well. I'm very, very excited, and also not going to lie at all. I'm also a little bit nervous, because I know that Al Snow likes to throw a lot of curveballs at you, but I think I can handle it. Later on that afternoon at 4:15, I have the Independent Comics Creator Circle where a couple of folks that are independent creators are going to join me to talk about the struggles and the hurdles and the obstacles of creating your own independent comic. Friday evening, I'm going to talk to some legendary comic creators. All right, I'm still waiting to hear back from a couple of them. Going to talk about how is it that the industry of creating comics changed from, you know, say the 1980s, in which one of the guests will be speaking from that time period, another one from the 90s, and one from the 70s even. So we're going to talk quite a bit about that, but let me just run down some others. There's a Star Wars panel that's going to feature Max Andrews from the Three Geeks podcast and Tim Bisiegel again from FSF Popcast. There is going to be, of course, the Power Rangers panel. A lot of former Power Rangers are going to be in Monroe, Michigan. Jason Taylor is going to be hosting that. We got ourselves a Star Wars and D&D live gaming on Friday night. There's so much going on. Not to mention that good friend of the show, Brian Lau, a man who will appear in this episode, he's also going to be there. There's a lot of other great guests. Go and check it out. MonroePopFest.com is the best place to go to get everything that you need, such as directions, tickets, all that stuff. It's a great show. I used to say it was the greatest one-day show that I ever attended, but then as of last year, Gary, the promoter of the event, has opened it up to a two-day event. It's the greatest two-day Comic-Con that I have attended ever. So come on out to it. And real quickly, want to thank Gary once again for giving myself an opportunity to be in charge of the panels. It means a lot to me. I really do appreciate it. So while I'm here, I got a few other quick things I'd like to talk about real quick before I throw it to a break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear all the awesomeness from Monroe Pop Fest from 2019. Real quickly, I'm very excited this weekend for the Columbus Podcast Awards. They are going down Saturday night in downtown Columbus. I'm really, really got my fingers crossed and really hoping that I can walk away with some hardware. As you know, if you've been listening for the last month or so, that the PVD cast is up for not only podcast of the year, but also up for the best in the entertainment division. And then my other side project, Matt Talk, is up for also podcast of the year and is also up for best in TV and film. Man, just keep tabs on the social media. You're going to see all kinds of live streams and pictures and whatnot from the event. Especially if we win. Oh my goodness. And I say we. If Jason Taylor and I win for Matt Talk, I don't know. I'm gonna be like one of those obnoxious people on The Price is Right who just, I don't know, make a spectacle of themselves when they go down to the stage. Because by all intents and purposes, and I'm being 100% honest here, Matt Talk should not be as successful as it is. I'm just going to leave it there. I'm going to just stop right there. All right, final little bit of stuff to get out of the way is I want to thank once again my great sponsor. Of course, I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. Look, if you're in the Central Ohio area and you need a comic book store to call your own, you cannot go wrong by selecting World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio, and they got everything for your fandom. They got comics, they've got graphic novels, they've got toys, they got comic book supplies, collectibles, back issues. They have you covered, man. I say it all the time, but it's true. So if you're in the Central Ohio area, you got to stop by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you could check them out online. WGComics.com is their web address. And they're even on Facebook. Just check out at WGComics. All right, with that out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it, as I said, to a break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear all the fun from Monroe Pop Fest 2019. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here in Monroe, Michigan at the Monroe Pop Fest. Used to be called the Monroe Comic Con, but of course, sitting here with my man, Brian Lau. Brian, how's the con treating you so far?
This is walking by.
Oh, the man himself, Arvell Jones. How are you, sir? We got him with his mouth full. So how's the show been so far?
The show is happening, man. We got this guy next to us. What's the gentleman's name next to us?
Jared. Jared is next. Jared, real quickly, we're sorry we interrupted you, but you are just
busting out your sketches left and right. This is what, number six?
Three.
Okay, we'll go. Well, people at home don't know. It's they can only hear things.
Number 342 in the last 15 minutes.
And this is just quality stuff. He's doing the sketches.
Yeah,
and
certainly.
Coloring
yeah.
Them.
Yeah, yeah.
And all sketches, coloring.
Yeah, in all seriousness, it is three in about an hour and a half. And Jared does amazing work, but we are here. We're enjoying ourselves. We're trying to push out Staunch Ambition and Inferno City Firehouse to all the folks here. Want to make sure that people read these great books, Brian.
Did you say where we're at?
I said we're at the Monroe Pop Fest, yes.
What was it formerly called?
It was formerly called the Monroe Comic Con.
And then they got sued.
They did not get sued. They did not.
And then they had to change
the
name.
Just stop. You were...
He was, like Gary told me, he was living in the freaking gutter for like a year.
No, that never happened.
Because of this lawsuit.
Just stop, will you? Speaking of lawsuit, Gary's going to sue me. Anyways, so folks, I'm going to highlight a few of the individuals that are going to come by and buy a book. And hopefully here, as I got to get on the stick, so to speak, and get some other interviews hopefully lined up as well. So it should be a very exciting afternoon, Brian.
Yeah, we got a happening crowd. It's a beautiful day. I just, look at this. We got someone who just came back.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what.
This podcast has got good vibes.
I got you. I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you go ahead and take care of business, and I'll be back here with a few other interviews from some folks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a gentleman that has stopped by many times to the table throughout the years here at Monroe. Joe, you stopped by today. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
I'm doing great. Monroe has treated us well. Brian and I are having a blast up here. You stopped by to pick up the graphic novel Inferno City Firehouse. Why'd you stop by?
I always stop by Brian's booth because he's always got something great going on. But on top of that, I did miss out on the Kickstarter for the book, so I had to come by and pick up a copy.
Gotcha. What are you looking forward to most about reading that book?
Everybody seems to have some kind of connection with the book in one area or another, and I'm just going to be kind of going through it, looking for my own connection.
Gotcha. Do you have any family that are first responders?
Or any
friends, maybe?
I don't really have any family and friends that are first responders, but I do have a mother that's a nurse, so she kind of works with some people that have, problems along lines of people that would be in first responder roles. So I kind of understand a degree of it.
Gotcha. All right, Brian.
Joe is special because Joe was in line here at Monroe the first time I met Clayton Crane and got him to, well, second time I met him, but I got him to sign on to do my cover. So Joe was standing there with me when I was like a kid in Christmas, man.
Yeah, so Joe, you have a very special place in the heart of Brian Lau and Staunch Ambition.
Him and I share
I appreciate it. Brian's a great guy. He does great work. It's always fun to stop by the booth and, see a smile on his face.
Cool. Well, Joe, thanks for stopping by, man. Appreciate it.
Always.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dominic stopped by the table. Dominic, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing really, really good. So you stopped by. You picked up a couple of things from Brian, the Spider-Man and Nightcrawler poster. Now, for the folks at home, they can't see you. All right. But why did you pick up that particular poster?
Well, Spider-Man's been my favorite character since 2002. It was my first film, actually. So I always grew up into it, and I started making suits, and I just improved really well on this one. So it's a passion.
He is cosplaying Spider-Man. It's a nice suit. I like it, man. And you made it yourself?
Yes, all of it myself. It's honestly under $100. The puff paint and everything, it's amazing.
Do you do other variations of Spider-Man? Do you have any of those, like Spider-Man 2099 or any of those?
My next project I think I want to do with Spider-Man would be 2099 or Noir. It would have to be one of those two.
Cool. Well, thank you, Dominic, for stopping by the table and picking something up. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's no problem. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, man. Have a good rest of the con.
And ba-bam,
there you go. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting down with Ming Chen. Ming, how are you, man?
What's up, everybody? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's Monroe Pop Fest treating you?
It's been great. I am actually a Michigan native. Michigan, Ohio, but I grew up in Ann Arbor, went to school in Ann Arbor, moved away a number of years ago, but my parents still live here. So I'm back. I've been back in Michigan. I think this is my second time this year. I'll be back. I love coming back about 3 or 4 times a year. And I noticed you're wearing a Clippers hat. I go to Columbus maybe about twice a year as well.
Yeah.
My in-laws live there. So I've got a pretty deep connection to not only the Midwest, but both Columbus and Ann Arbor I just love the Detroit area.
And you were born in Euclid, correct?
I was born in Euclid,
yes. Suburb of Cleveland.
Yes, that's okay. One that no one really talks about anymore. here it's not, you know, like the greatest neighborhood, but that's where I was born, and I kind of love it.
Yeah. All right, first question. I think this is the question all my listeners want to know. Is Walt really that bad to work for?
It's not a bad guy to work for. Here's the thing. You know, how often do you hear about new comic shops opening up? Not many. You hear mostly about comic shops closing.
True.
And it's a tough industry right now, even with the popularity of the movies and geek culture. Mm-hmm. Retail comic book shops are, in general, not doing great. It's a tough industry. Mm-hmm. And you have to... You know, you have to know your product, meaning you have to be a big fan of everything you sell, but you have to be a great businessman as well. So if you ever watch Comic Book Man and you see our manager, Walt, and you see him wheeling and dealing.
And being a dick, let's be honest. Sometimes he's a dick.
A dick. But if you ever watch, I was like, wow, he's really lowballing these people. Like, how dare he? It's called business, ladies and gentlemen. If you, on our show, we have people coming in trying to buy or sell things. If they're going to sell something to us, we're going to have to buy it at a price where we can sell it at a higher price to make money. It's called capitalism. It's how you stay in business. This is what people don't understand. He's like, you're not giving him what it's worth. It's like, well, why would we? It's a secondary market. We're going to give him below what it's worth, and so we can sell it at what it's worth to make money and keep the store in business. So this is Walt is one of the sole reasons the store has been open for 22 years.
Do you still have your USS flag that you bought?
So
on the
I had it. And I had it. It was in the basement for 2 years because my dream was to take it home, set it up, play with my kids, you know, have my kid introduced to my kids, and just, you know, just kind of have it on display so I could enjoy it for the rest of my life. I forgot it was a 7-foot aircraft carrier. I don't have room for this thing. I don't have a G.I. Joe room. I have two kids, so I don't have room. The only way I could have kept it is if I slept on it as a bed, which I could have. You know, it's 7 feet. I'm only 5'4". Probably would have been very uncomfortable. So it sat in the store basement for a couple of years. I was going to move it to storage for a little bit. But one day I just kind of was like, you know what? I reassembled it in the store. And this dude comes in. And he's like, hey, man, are you selling this USS flag? And I'm like, I don't really want to, but I'll listen to any offers anybody has. And he looked at it. And he's like, man, I really kind of want this thing. He told me about his G.I. Joe fandom, so he was very sincere. He's like, hey, listen, I'm opening a brewery here in Red Bank where the store is. And, so how about I make you a deal? I'll give you X amount, and when I open my brewery, I'll give you free beer for life.
Wow,
and I'm
nice.
Like, and the price he gave me was very reasonable. It was more than I bought it for.
Okay.
And I looked at it. I kind of looked inside. And I'm like, listen, I could keep this. And it could sit in storage until I either buy a bigger house or something happens where I could assemble it and keep it permanently, or I could let it move on to a fellow collector and get free beer and get more and make a profit. Like, you know what? I'm going to sell it to him with the goal of one day buying another one in box. Which is going to be monumentally harder. An in-box USS flag, you were talking $10,000 to $15,000.
Hey, but you got to have goals in life,
right? It is
right?
A good goal, yeah.
You got to have goals, Ming.
Yeah, and you know, coincidentally, now we're very good friends, me and the guy who bought it. And he's one of the sponsors now. His brewery's a sponsor of our podcast studio. It all worked out. Everything happens for a reason. And you know, as much as I didn't want to let it go, I looked at it realistically. I was like, you know what? This should be assembled and out. Somebody should be enjoying this. It shouldn't be sitting up, boxed up in a basement, gathering dust. So ultimately, I had to make the tough decision. But that's, you know, that's what being a collector is about.
Yeah.
And plus, I have it, you know, in permanent documentation, you know, the TV show of enjoying it and buying it. And I'm fine with that.
There you go. A couple more questions real quick.
Sure.
So originally, you had a fan site for Clerks.
Yes.
And that is how you ended up, kind of, for lack of a better term, hooking up with Kevin Smith.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. So can I ask, what was your initial reaction to getting a phone call? I don't know how it went down.
No.
Phone call or email or whatever. Did you, like, just absolutely lose your shit?
Yeah. So the way I got hooked up with Kevin is when the movie Clerks came out, I made a fan website. And this was back in 1995. No Google, no Facebook, no Twitter. No Gmail, no Amazon Prime. Netscape Navigator. There was Yahoo, and that was about it. But I was learning how to build websites, so I kind of combined my love at building websites with this new love that I found for this new movie, Clerks.
Mm-hmm.
Made a fan website. Kevin ended up seeing it like 2 months later. So it started with an email that said, give me a call.
tomorrow. So I end up, and I was like, holy crap, Kevin, the Kevin Smith wants to talk to me. I was afraid he was going to ask me to take the site down because I was, you know, I had a lot of copyrighted images.
Yeah.
And sure. I basically ripped off a whole, like a whole laser disc and I put everything up online. But instead it swung the other way. We were like, wow, this is really cool. Do you want to, can you work with me? I want to make more websites for the rest of my movies, my production company. I want to have a way to communicate with my fans via like a chat room or a message board. Mm-hmm. And yeah, ultimately I ended up working with him. That ended up with a full, turning into a full-time job. So, but that was all because I was a fan first.
Okay.
And that's I think that's how everybody should start. If you're a fan of something, great. Find someone, some way to creatively output that fandom somewhere. And you never know, the creator of your fandom may contact you and you may end up working with him or her at some point.
So what is your favorite comic? Since you work in a comic book shop, oh, you
man.
Sell comics.
Yeah.
You know, what's your favorite?
That's tough. I fell madly in love with the one of the most recent runs of Hawkeye, which are now turning into a TV series, a movie, actually.
Really?
Yeah, okay. In Phase 4, the Marvel Phase 4. I love that. I love anything Spider-Man. I love anything Batman. And I love anything Image, so, you know, like Why the Last Man.
Okay.
Cool. I love anything DC Vertigo, like the more adult, you know, Preacher.
Oh, Preacher's
things
the best.
Like that. I love Paper Girls, okay. Books like that. I'm the Batman, The Man Who Laughs, all that stuff. Love anything that Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo touch, for mm-hmm. sure. I love anything mm-hmm. Tom King writes. And I absolutely love anything that Matt Fraction writes as well. So cool. I got a lot of favorites, man. But then there are the classics, too, you know. If you know anybody getting back into Batman, you know, read Batman Hush, Long Halloween, Year One, Dark Knight Returns. There's so much good stuff out there, man.
Well, with the closing moments we have here, do you want to shill some stuff? You want to plug some stuff?
Yeah, if you watch Comic Book Man, you see we're podcasting all the time.
Yeah.
So I kind of channeled that love, something I love, podcasting, something you love.
Yep.
And I opened up a whole podcast studio. So I help people launch shows. We teach classes on podcasting.
Cool.
We go out to colleges and teach podcasting classes. Like anything where people want to learn how to podcast, we're there teaching people how to launch shows and podcasts. So,
where can folks find out about it?
It's called the Shared Universe Podcast Studio. Okay. And you can find it at ashareduniverse.com. The name is twofold, Shared Universe in the comics, meaning we know with all the crossovers and people kind of sharing their universes. That's very natural to us, the comic book world. And then just, you know, everyone's got different interests and passions. We want everyone to bring them to our studio and share them with everybody else.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Anywhere on social media where folks can follow you?
Yeah. I'm at MingChen37, MingChen37. That's Twitter. That's Facebook. That's Instagram. So I'm very easy to find. Definitely follow it up. I live a pretty interesting life, I think.
Cool, man. Thank you for taking a few moments to sit down and talk to me,
Absolutely.
Man.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks. So, ladies and gentlemen, Vicky has stopped by the table. Vicky, how are you today?
Doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing well. How are you enjoying Monroe Pop Fest?
This is the best year yet.
Oh, you've been here every single year?
I have been here for at least the past 3 years and since they were at the ice skating rink.
Oh, okay.
The ice skating rink before they went to the fairgrounds.
Well, I'll be damned. I learned something today. Yeah. Well, what can we say? Anyways, Vicky, you stopped by and picked up issues 1, 2, and 3 of Staunch Ambition. Can I ask, why did you decide to buy those three books?
The beautiful colors, the look of the eye on issue 1, and the fact that it's sci-fi, you just had to adore it.
You're a big fan of sci-fi, I take it?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, you're going to have to let us know what you think about those issues. Thanks so very much for coming by the table.
Will do.
All right. Thanks, Vicky. Have a good rest of the show. All right, folks, so Lauren and Ella stopped by the table, and they picked up a copy of Staunch Ambition. So, first of all, girls, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing really good.
All right, so why did you decide to pick up Staunch Ambition, the preview issue?
Well, when he mentioned that there were a lot of parts in it that showed the creation of the whole comic, I find that really interesting to see an artist's process. That's part of the reason why I picked it up, and I also figured it would be a good introduction to the rest of the the series because it's a prologue to the rest of the events that happened.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. Have you ladies been enjoying the show?
Oh, absolutely. It's really cool. I love seeing all of the cosplayers, artists, and other people selling all of their stuff here. It's really interesting.
Is this the first time for you folks to be here?
No, I've been here a few more times, probably the last 3 years.
Okay, Lauren, how about you?
No, this is definitely not my first time. I've been coming here, like, I think since it first started. My dad and I really enjoy the whole, like, culture, like, pop culture type of stuff. So we kind of come here every year. It's like a tradition.
It's kind of like a bonding, if you will, father-daughter bonding.
Right, exactly, yeah.
All right, well, you'll definitely have to let us know what you think about Staunch Ambition, and thank you very much for stopping by the table.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
You're quite welcome. Have a good rest of the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sean stopped by the table here to pick up a Spider-Man Nightcrawler poster. Sean, how are you today, man?
Great. Good.
So let me ask you, why did you pick up one of the posters of Spider-Man playing basketball against Nightcrawler?
It's just an awesome picture. I like both of the characters. I like the way the art sticks out, the perspective. And I talked to Brian here. He's a great guy. It's nice to meet both of you guys. And I hope you have a great day.
Cool, man. Cool. Thanks for stopping by, Sean. Appreciate it, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest that stopped by the table, Mr. Rob Miller. Rob, how you doing, man?
Great. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Can you tell the listeners what you're doing here at Monroe Pop Fest?
Well, Monroe is my hometown. They have me here. I'm kind of a town kind of celebrity. I was on season 8 of Face Off on the Sci-Fi Channel, and they have me here every year. I'm known for building really huge props, and this year I have the Demogorgon from Stranger Things. It's really a big hit this year at the show.
Yeah, what's some of the other cool props do you have back there at your table?
I do a lot of cosplay props, helmets, weapons. We have Harry Potter-inspired wands. We have some con-safe guns from Halo. We also have some new LED light-up display signs that are really nice. Just a wide variety of anything. Anything you pretty much want or need for your cosplay, I can do it.
So what's the craziest thing you've had to come up with for a cosplay costume?
The craziest, actually not really a costume. I just, this Demogorgon I built the whole thing in 4 days. Not by choice, but I just had to do it in 4 days. I ran out of time, and within 4 days, I finished it at 2:30 this morning. So I got it. It was either, I was supposed to go to dinner with everybody the last night, all the celebrity guests, and I told the promoter, Gary, here, it was either go to dinner or have a Demogorgon this morning. He told me, see you tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, Rob, thanks for stopping by and sharing a few moments of your time here for the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
No problem, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Skylar stopped by the table. Skylar, how are you doing, man?
Good.
So why'd you pick up an issue of Staunch Ambition, if I may ask?
It's new. Haven't read it. Exciting to read new things.
All right. You were telling us that you really are into a lot of kind of science fiction, Western-oriented type of comics, correct?
Graphic novels.
Graphic novels, gotcha. Yeah. Well, you're going to have to let us know what you think about the preview issue, all right?
Will do. Excited to read it.
Cool, man. Well, you enjoy the rest of your time here at Monroe Pop Fest, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting down here with Mr. Tyler Main. Tyler, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good. As many people know you for, of course, playing the roles of Sabretooth in X-Men movies, as well as Michael Myers in the Rob Zombie Halloween franchise. I'm going to start off with an unusual question, because I am very interested in your background, because I'm a huge wrestling mark. So how did you get started in wrestling?
Well, I grew up in Canada, in Saskatoon, watching the Stampede Wrestling every Saturday morning. And I thought I wanted to do that. I was a tall, skinny kid, glasses and braces. So I started working out and put some size on. And being 6'8", I decided to give it a shot, and ended up with the WCW and NWA and UWF, and wrestled all over the world with, New Japan, Old Japan, and a bunch of different territories. Did it for 11 years and then transitioned into the film.
I understand that you trained a little bit with Stu Hart. Do you have any great Stu Hart stories?
Yeah. The very first time, you know, he cooked me breakfast, and then we went down into the dungeon, and he's like, kid, let me show you double grapevine. And he slapped it on me, and he goes, how does that feel, kid? I started screaming. I said, it feels like shit. Let me go.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So with the transition from wrestling over into acting, was it because you wanted a new challenge, or was it injury related, or why the transition?
No, I always wanted to, you know, like I said, I grew up watching the wrestling and I wrestled, and it was kind of like a stepping stone into film, because after watching the Stampede Wrestling as a kid, I would then start watching action movies and movies all weekend long until I had to dread going back to school on Monday morning. So, you know, it was something I always wanted to do, and I've been lucky enough to be able to follow my dreams.
Excellent. So a couple more real quick questions. Your legacy as Sabretooth in the X-Men movies, how do you feel about your legacy?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm just honored to be asked to play Sabretooth in the first X-Men. I hope that I get a chance to take it to another level and explore the character a little more, but we'll see. And you never know, you know. I mean, it's hoping people think I did the character justice. You know, it was the first one that introduced a lot of characters, so the screen time was limited for a lot of them, but it was good.
All right, last question here. Who would win in a fight, Michael Myers or Sabretooth?
I would have to kick the shit out of myself, so I guess I'd win either way, wouldn't I?
You would. Anything that you'd like to plug real quick? Any, like, social media accounts or any new projects that you have coming up?
Yeah, just look for The Real Tyler Mane on Instagram and Facebook and things like that, and tylermane.com. I'm coming out in a Paramount movie with John Cena, John Leguizamo, and Keegan-Michael Keyes, and Judy Greer on November 8th, I believe. It's Playing with Fire. And Penance Lane is coming out through my production company, Main Entertainment. Check for that. And next year, everybody watch for me. I'm going to be in a Netflix TV series, but I can't tell you the name of it right now, but it's going to be very big. That's going to be coming next year. So I've been very busy. Lucky to be able to keep doing what I love doing.
I was going to say, that's a lot of projects. That's a great thing, man. Well, thank you very much, sir, for sitting down with me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Brian, another successful Monroe Pop Fest is in the books. How are you feeling?
I feel energetic, man.
You don't sound energetic.
No, I'm good. It was nice. One of the nice buys I had today was one of the ladies came back by at the table, and she's just like, I want to buy this as a Christmas gift, the Inferno City Firehouse, for a friend of hers who's like, I don't know if she's in the fire department or what, but she just has a great respect for first responders. And I'm like, that's cool. I mean, she's buying my book to somebody for a Christmas gift, and they're gonna open that Christmas morning, tears running down their eyes, hugging the book, saying thank you.
Hopefully that's what happens.
Well, hopefully the tears of joy.
Yes, yeah, exactly. You know what, and I think that's the one thing that you always do mention and you always do appreciate, is that, you know, there's so much to buy here that you really do appreciate when somebody comes, stops by the table, we make the pitch. And then, you know, hours later, they come by and go, yeah, you know what? I want to buy Staunch Ambition, or I want to buy Inferno City Firehouse.
That's the biggest honor, man. Yeah, I love that. I mean, it's great when people just come by and buy it on the spot. But when they come back by, wow.
Yeah, because they very well could have bought a variety of other things. And that's what is awesome. My show's been great. Got some interviews done. Really excited for this episode. It's probably not going to, you know, drop right away, as I think I've told most people, just due to the schedule. But I'm very excited to get it out there. I had a blast up here, man, as I have the last 2 years that I've been up here, man.
Yeah, man, this is a good turnout.
It is. It was a very good turnout at this fine facility, the MBT venue, or MBT Center, I believe it's called. Yeah, I know all kind of facts, including the fact that we didn't know that this used to be at an ice rink. Think how much colder it would have been at a rink.
Holy, it feels like an ice rink in here. Also, another cool thing is I donated to Gary one of my original pages from Inferno City Firehouse that he's going to auction off to raise money. I think it's for some charity.
Charity, yeah. It's either homeless or something. We're not sure. We tried to get Gary to come and talk for a few moments, but he said
he's so busy
and he said thanks, but you know, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So maybe that was my faux pas for trying to ask him, you know, right in the middle of the show, but you know,
But he sent it his love. He says, what did he say? I could say, yeah, guys, or something, whatever.
Yeah, he did. He did. You know what? He's a great... Yeah, he is a great dude. He puts on one hell of a show. We can't say it enough. The Monroe Pop Fest, formerly known as the Monroe Comic Con.
We know why that was.
Okay, enough of that. No more conspiracy theories, Brian. All right, with that, man, Brian, I think we need to wrap things up here.
Yeah, look forward to Wizard World Columbus.
That's right. We get to do this again in a month, don't we?
Yeah, a month. That's not soon enough.
Not soon enough. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This encore episode featuring all the fun, all the silliness, all the cool stuff that went on just 3 years ago, 2019, Monroe Pop Fest. And hey, I encourage you, go back into the archives of the PVD cast and listen to all of these episodes from Monroe, because it's great, it's fun, it's always me and Brian Lau acting silly, being goofy, but also talking about the weekend. And I'm so looking forward to this next weekend, the 16th and 17th, when I travel once again back up to Michigan. And again, Monroe, Michigan is not a hard drive. If you're in Columbus, Ohio, it's only about 3.5 hours. So it's a decent drive, and you ought to come on out. Once again, MonroePopFest.com is the web address where you can get all the info, all the details. And if you've got nothing going on that weekend, come on up, folks. All right, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me if you have a comment about this episode, or any episode for that matter. You can shoot me an email. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is my email address. You can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. And you can even leave me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds of this podcast. Just search for @PVDcast. Do me a favor and let some folks know about this podcast. And you can do that by telling them where they can find it. PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly, and maybe the easiest way to get episodes. But it's also available through all of those particular podcasting places, such as like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio app, Deezer, etc., etc. Just go to the search bar, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should be able to find it. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you listen to any of those episodes. Rating and reviewing helps me out in the algorithm, and subscribing means you never miss an episode of the PVD cast. And on Wednesday nights, I even make it easier for you to hear the weekly episode because I do a live Facebook broadcast through the Facebook page. That again is @PVDcast. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I know this past week things got a little bit hinky because, well, quite frankly, I was always thinking it was the day behind because of Labor Day. But nonetheless, with that, 99% of the time, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I mean, you know, I got to laugh at it because I made the big mistake and forgot what day it was. But hey, you know what? I can laugh at myself. That's good. Anyways, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through the Facebook page. That's another easy way to hear every single episode. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. Once again, I thank you for checking out this episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC. Copyright 2022.